All right, moving to the other big story over the weekend, the World Cup, the United States lost out. I guess Ghana, humiliated the United States for a second time in the World Cup, right?
It's true. Actually, the United States lost to Ghana in 2006 in group play, and they eliminated the United States in group play. And again, in 2010, that's who eliminates us this year. We lost 2-1. It was a brutal game. It was an overtime game. It was a really tough loss.
And as sad as it was for the U.S., Ibrahim Abdelmateen, the Africans in South Africa were so rooting for the Ghanaian team. I mean, it just seemed like the whole continent was like exploding over this victory.
I think that there was a world sort of movement towards rooting for Ghana, because you want to see a team from the continent that where the cup is hosted perform well, and I think Ghana was the last chance. So that was, there was a lot of sticks against people rooting for the U.S. in this one.
Do they have a chance going forward? And if not, who else is strong?
That's an interesting question. Do they have a chance? I mean, everyone has a chance at this point. These are the best teams in the world. Right now, I'm really looking at Argentina, Germany. Brazil is obviously by far and away the strongest team because they're Brazil. They have that mystique, but they're also playing extremely well. But Argentina is playing great. And probably the most consistent has been Germany. And then, of course, the most balanced team is the Netherlands.
But the matchups are interesting. I mean, Brazil-Chile. Right? That's going to be exciting.
That's going to be a great game, potentially. But the other game I'm really looking at is Spain-Portugal.
That's going to be wild.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great game. That's exciting. But it also speaks to, everyone's been saying, look at Europe. Europe hasn't done so well. But if you look, they have Germany, Spain, Portugal, the Netherlands. The European contingent in this World Cup has been quite good. And now we're seeing that in this final rounds, people really know how to do what the Americans don't know how to do, and that's finish on critical goals. When you have opportunities, you have to be able to finish. And that's what separates the good from the okay.
And it's Asia that's really had the problem.
Asia has, but we'll see. Japan could break into the quarterfinals as well. There's, I think the real thing is here. This is when the teams that are the most focused and that play good midfield defense really shine above the rest. And those are the things that the Americans did not do this time. They couldn't finish when they had the opportunity, and they didn't play good defense in the midfield.
So even though the playoffs are over, the NBA is totally focused on LeBron James. And that's the big sports issue here in the United States. LeBron James, where is he going to go? He may leave Cleveland. He may stay in Cleveland. But the alternatives are what?
The alternative, I mean, the front runner seems to be the Chicago Bulls, but there's also the Nets, the Knicks, Miami, where he could. Those are all teams that he's kind of mentioned, or people are speculating that have the cap space to take on
salary cap space. That's enough money to spend on other players to make the team unstoppable.
Correct. And they have the room to play with a little bit to be able to attract him to that place.
All right. So we got 17 seconds here. You want to predict?
Well, I mean,
where's he going? Where's LeBron going?
If I was LeBron James, I would go to the New Jersey Nets.
You go to the New Jersey Nets?
Because they have a new owner, they have a new coach, they have a commitment to winning. If he goes to Chicago, he'll just always be in the shadow of Michael Jordan.
Chicago
All right,
Sun
we'll
Times
know on the
says
8th
it's a done deal.
Of July.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.